February 20th, from the book of Exodus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, and Leviticus. 3 times a year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread. For 7 days eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib. For in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Celebrate the Feast of Harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field. Celebrate the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year when you gather your crops from the field. 3 times a year all the men are to appear before the Sovereign Yahuwah. 3 times a year all your men must appear before Yahuwah your God at the place he will choose, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. No man should appear before Yahuwah empty-handed. Each of you must bring a gift in proportion to the way Yahuwah your God has blessed you. I will drive out nations before you and enlarge your territory, and no one will covet your land when you go up 3 times each year to appear before Yahuwah your God. Observe the month of Abib and celebrate the Passover of Yahuwah your God, because in the month of Abib he brought you out of Egypt by night. Sacrifice as the Passover to Yahuwah your God an animal from your flock or herd at the place Yahuwah will choose as a dwelling for his name. Do not eat it with bread made with yeast, but for 7 days eat unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, because you left Egypt in haste, so that all the days of your life you may remember the time of your departure from Egypt. Let no yeast be found in your possession in all your land for 7 days. Do not let any of the meat you sacrifice on the evening of the first day remain until morning. You must not sacrifice the Passover in any town Yahuwah your God gives you, except in the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. There you must sacrifice the Passover in the evening, when the sun goes down, on the anniversary of your departure from Egypt. Roast it and eat it at the place Yahuwah your God will choose. Then, in the morning, return to your tents. But if a man who is ceremonially clean and not on a journey fails to celebrate the Passover, that person must be cut off from his people because he did not present Yahuwah's offering at the appointed time. That man will bear the consequences of his sin. An alien living among you who wants to celebrate Yahuwah's Passover must do so in accordance with its rules and regulations. You must have the same regulations for the alien and the native born. These are Yahuwah's appointed feasts, the sacred assemblies you are to proclaim at the appointed times. Yahuwah's Passover begins at twilight on the 14th day of the first month. On the 15th day of that month, Yahuwah's Feast of Unleavened Bread begins. For 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast. On the first day hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. For 7 days present an offering made to Yahuwah by fire. And on the 7th day hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. On the first day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Present to Yahuwah an offering made by fire, a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, 1 year old, all without defect. With each bull, prepare a grain offering of 0.3 ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, with the ram, 0.2, and with each of the 7 lambs, 0.1. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. Prepare these in addition to the regular morning burnt offerings. In this way, prepare the food for the offering made by fire every day for 7 days as an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. It is to be prepared in addition to the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 7th day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Count off 7 weeks from the time you begin to put the sickle to the standing grain. Then celebrate the Feast of Weeks to Yahuwah your God by giving a freewill offering in proportion to the blessings Yahuwah your God has given you. And rejoice before Yahuwah your God at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name. You, your sons and daughters, your men servants and maid servants, the Levites in your towns, and the aliens, the fatherless, and the widows living among you. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt and follow carefully these decrees. Yahuwah said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land I'm giving you and you reap its harvest, bring to the priest a sheaf of the first grain of your harvest. He is to wave the sheaf before Yahuwah so it will be accepted on your behalf. The priest is to wave it on the day after the Sabbath. On the day you wave the sheaf, you must sacrifice as a burnt offering to Yahuwah a lamb, a year old without defect, together with its grain offering of 2/10 of an ephah, of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made to Yahuwah by fire, a pleasing aroma, and its drink offering of 1/4 of a hin of wine. You must not eat any bread or roasted or new grain until the very day you bring this offering to your God. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come wherever you live. From the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks. Count off 50 days up to the day after the 7th Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to Yahuwah. From wherever you live, bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to Yahuwah. Present with this bread 7 male lambs, each a year old and without defect, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to Yahuwah, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. Then sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering and 2 lambs, each year old, for a fellowship offering. The priest is to wave the 2 lambs before Yahuwah as a wave offering, together with the bread of the first fruits. They are a sacred offering to Yahuwah for the priest. On the same day, you are to proclaim a sacred assembly and do no regular work. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come, wherever you live. On the day of first fruits, when you present to Yahuwah an offering of new grain during the Feast of Weeks, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Present a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, a year old, as an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. With each bull, there is to be a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, with the ram 2/10, and with each of the 7 lambs 1/10. Include 1 male goat to make atonement for you. Prepare these together with their drink offerings, in addition to the regular burnt offering and its grain offering. Be sure the animals are without defect. On the first day of the 7th month, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. It is a day for you to sound the trumpets. As an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah, prepare a burnt offering of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, a year old, all without defect. With the bull, prepare a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, with the ram 2/10, and with each of the 7 lambs 1/10. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. These are in addition to the monthly and daily burnt offerings with their grain offerings and drink offerings as specified. They are offerings made to Yahuwah by fire, a pleasing aroma. Yahuwah spoke to Moses after the death of the 2 sons of Aaron who died when they approached Yahuwah. Yahuwah said to Moses, "Tell your brother Aaron not to come whenever he chooses into the most holy place behind the curtain in front of the atonement cover on the ark, or else he will die, because I appear in the cloud over the atonement cover." This is how Aaron is to enter the sanctuary area, with a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He is to put on the sacred linen tunic, with linen undergarments next to his body. He is to tie the linen sash around him and put on the linen turban. These are the sacred garments, so he must bathe himself with water before he puts them on. From the Israelite community, he is to take 2 male goats for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. Aaron is to offer the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. Then he is to take the 2 goats and present them before Yahuwah at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He is to cast lots for the 2 goats, 1 lot for Yahuwah and the other for the scapegoat. Aaron shall bring the goat whose lot falls to Yahuwah and sacrifice it for a sin offering. But the goat chosen by lot as a scapegoat shall be presented alive before Yahuwah to be used for making atonement by sending it into the desert as a scapegoat. Aaron shall bring the bull for his own sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household, and he is to slaughter the bull for his own sin offering. He is to take a censer full of burning coals from the altar before Yahuwah and 2 handfuls of finely ground fragrant incense and take them behind the curtain. He is to put the incense on the fire before Yahuwah, and the smoke of the incense will conceal the atonement cover above the testimony, so that he will not die. He is to take some of the bull's blood and with his finger sprinkle it on the front of the atonement cover. Then he shall sprinkle some of it with his finger 7 times before the atonement cover. He shall then slaughter the goat for the sin offering for the people, and take its blood behind the curtain, and do with it as he did with the bull's blood. He shall sprinkle it on the atonement cover and in front of it. In this way he will make atonement for the most holy place because of the uncleanness and rebellion of the Israelites, whatever their sins have been. He is to do the same for the tent of meeting, which is among them in the midst of their uncleanness. No one is to be in the tent of meeting from the time Aaron goes in to make atonement in the most holy place until he comes out, having made atonement for himself, his household, and the whole community of Israel. Then he shall come out up to the altar that is before Yahuwah and make atonement for it. He shall take some of the bull's blood and some of the goat's blood and put it on the horns of the altar. He shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger 7 times to cleanse it and to consecrate it from the uncleanness of the Israelites. When Aaron has finished making atonement for the most holy place, the tent of meeting, and the altar, he shall bring forward the live goat. He is to lay both hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the wickedness and rebellion of the Israelites, all their sins, and put them on the goat's head. He shall send the goat away into the desert in the care of a man appointed for the task. The goat will carry on itself all their sins to a solitary place, and the man shall release it in the desert. Then Aaron is to go into the tent of meeting and take off the linen garments he put on before he entered the most holy place, and he is to leave them there. He shall bathe himself with water in a holy place and put on his regular garments. Then he shall come out and sacrifice the burnt offering for himself and the burnt offering for the people, to make atonement for himself and for the people. He also shall burn the fat of the sin offering on the altar. The man who releases the goat as a scapegoat must wash his clothes and bathe himself with water. Afterward he may come into the camp. The bull and the goat for the sin offerings, whose blood was brought into the most holy place to make atonement, must be taken outside the camp. Their hides, flesh, and offal are to be burned up. The man who burns them must wash his clothes and bathe himself with water. Afterward he may come into the camp. This is to be a lasting ordinance for you. On the 10th day of the 7th month you must deny yourselves and not do any work, whether native-born or an alien living among you, because on this day atonement will be made for you, to cleanse you. Then, before Yahuwah, you will be clean from all your sins. It is a Sabbath of rest, and you must deny yourselves. It is a lasting ordinance. The priest who is anointed and ordained to succeed his father as high priest is to make atonement. He is to put on the sacred linen garments and make atonement for the most holy place, for the tent of meeting and the altar, and for the priests and all the people of the community. This is to be a lasting ordinance for you. Atonement is to be made once a year for all the sins of the Israelites. And it was done as Yahuwah commanded Moses. Yahuwah said to Moses, "The 10th day of this 7th month is the day of atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourselves, and present an offering made to Yahuwah by fire. Do no work on that day, because it is a day of atonement, when atonement is made for you before Yahuwah your God. Anyone who does not deny himself on that day must be cut off from his people. I will destroy from among his people anyone who does any work on that day. You shall do no work at all. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come, wherever you live. It is a Sabbath of rest for you, and you must deny yourselves. From the evening of the 9th day of the month until the following evening, you are to observe your Sabbath. On the 10th day of the 7th month, hold a sacred assembly. You must deny yourselves and do no work. Present an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah, a burnt offering of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bull, prepare a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil. With the ram, 2/10, and with each of the 7 lambs, 1/10. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the sin offering for atonement, and the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offerings. Yahuwah said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the 7th month, the Yahuwah's Feast of Tabernacles begins, and it lasts for 7 days. The first day is a sacred assembly, do no regular work. For 7 days, present offerings made to Yahuwah by fire. And on the 8th day, hold a sacred assembly and present an offering made to Yahuwah by fire. It is the closing assembly, do no regular work. So beginning with the 15th day of the 7th month, after you have gathered the crops of the land, celebrate the festival to Yahuwah for 7 days. The first day is a day of rest, and the eighth day also is a day of rest. On the first day, you are to take choice fruit from the trees and palm fronds, leafy branches and poplars, and rejoice before Yahuwah your God for 7 days. Celebrate this as a festival to Yahuwah for 7 days each year. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Celebrate it in the seventh month. Live in booths for 7 days. All native-born Israelites are to live in booths. So your descendants will know that I had the Israelites live in booths when I brought them out of Egypt. I am Yahuwah your God. On the 15th day of the seventh month, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. Celebrate a festival to Yahuwah for 7 days. Present an offering made by fire as an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah, a burnt offering of 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With each of the 13 bulls, prepare a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, with each of the 2 rams, 2/10, and with each of the 14 lambs, 1/10. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and drink offering. On the second day, prepare 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bulls, rams, and lambs, prepare their grain offerings and drink offerings according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offerings. On the third day, prepare 11 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bulls, rams, and lambs, prepare their grain offerings and drink offerings according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and drink offering. On the fourth day, prepare 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bulls, rams, and lambs, prepare their grain offerings and drink offerings according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and drink offering. On the fifth day, prepare 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bulls, rams, and lambs, prepare their grain offerings and drink offerings according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and drink offering. On the sixth day, prepare 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bulls, rams, and lambs, prepare their grain offerings and drink offerings according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and drink offering. On the seventh day, prepare 7 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bulls, rams, and lambs, prepare their grain offerings and drink offerings according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and drink offering. On the eighth day, hold an assembly and do no regular work. Present an offering made by fire as an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah, a burnt offering of 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bull, the ram, and the lambs, prepare their grain offerings and drink offerings according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and drink offering. Celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your wine press. Be joyful at your feast, you, your sons and daughters, your men servants and maid servants, and the Levites, the aliens, the fatherless, and the widows who live in your towns. For 7 days, celebrate the feast to Yahuwah your God at the place Yahuwah will choose. For Yahuwah your God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete. These are Yahuwah's appointed feasts, which you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies for bringing offerings made to Yahuwah by fire. The burnt offerings and grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings required for each day. These offerings are in addition to those for Yahuwah's Sabbath, and in addition to your gifts and whatever you have vowed, and all the freewill offerings you give to Yahuwah. So Moses announced to the Israelites the appointed feast of Yahuwah.